Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 927. On these 2 days I received Holy Communion as an act of reparation, and I said to the Lord, Jesus, I offer everything today for sinners. Let the blows of your justice fall on me, and the sea of your mercy engulf the poor sinners. And the Lord heard my prayer. Many souls returned to the Lord, but I was in agony under the yoke of God's justice. I felt I was the object of the anger of the Most High God. By evening, my sufferings had reached such a stage of interior desolation that moans welled up involuntarily from my breast. I locked the door of my room and began an adoration, that is to say, a holy hour. Interior desolation and an experience of God's justice, that was my prayer, and the moans and pain that welled up from my soul took the place of a sweet conversation with the Lord. Then suddenly I saw the Lord, who clasped me to his heart and said to me, My daughter, do not weep, for I cannot bear your tears. I will grant you everything you ask for, but stop crying. And I was filled with great joy, and my spirit, as usual, was drowned in him as in its only treasure. Today, encouraged by his kindness, I conversed with Jesus at greater length. When I had rested near his sweetest heart, I told him, Jesus, I have so much to tell you. And the Lord said to me with great love, Speak, my daughter. And I started to enumerate the pains of my heart, that is, how greatly concerned I am for all mankind, that they all do not know you, and those who do know you do not love you as you deserve to be loved. I also see how terribly sinners offend you. And then again, I see how severely the faithful, especially your servants, are oppressed and persecuted. And then, too, I see many souls rushing headlong into the terrible abyss of hell. You see, Jesus, this is the pain that gnaws at my heart and bones. And although you show me special love and inundate my heart with streams of your joys, nevertheless, this does not appease the sufferings I have just mentioned, but rather they penetrate my poor heart all the more acutely. Oh, how ardently I desire that all mankind turn with trust to your mercy. Then, seeing the glory of your name, my heart will be comforted. Jesus listened to these outpourings of my heart with gravity and interest, as if he had known nothing about them, and this seemed to make it easier for me to talk. And the Lord said to me, My daughter, those words of your heart are pleasing to me, and by saying the chaplet, you are bringing humankind closer to me. After these words, I found myself alone, but the presence of God is always in my soul. O my Jesus, although I will go to you, and you will fill me with yourself, and that will make my happiness complete, I will nevertheless not forget about humanity. I desire to draw aside the veils of heaven, so that the earth would have no doubts about the divine mercy. My repose is in proclaiming your mercy. The soul gives the greatest glory to its Creator when it turns with trust to the divine mercy. February 10th, 1937. Today is Ash Wednesday. During Holy Mass, I felt for a short time the passion of Jesus in my members. Lent is a very special time for the work of priests. We should assist them in rescuing souls. A few days ago, I wrote to my director, probably Father Andrasch, asking permission for some little mortifications during Lent. As I did not have the doctor's permission to go to town, I had to do this by letter. But Ash Wednesday is already here, and I still have no answer. This morning, after Holy Communion, I asked Jesus to inspire my director with his light so that he would answer me, and I knew in my soul that Father was not against my practicing these mortifications, for which I had asked permission, and that he would give his permission. So, in peace, I began to undertake these practices. That same afternoon, I received a letter from Father, saying that he readily gives me permission to undertake these practices for which I had asked permission. I was very pleased that my interior knowledge was in agreement with my spiritual father's opinion. In reparation for the terrible sins committed just before Lent, Saint Faustina offered her Holy Communions for 2 days. She won the conversion of many. Faustina offered much for them, and she suffered very much. She offered an hour of adoration in her room to the Lord. But Jesus was so moved by her tears that he granted her prayers. Jesus is so compassionate and merciful. Faustina lamented to Jesus how she was worried for the people of the world who don't know Jesus, and she was also concerned for the oppression and the persecution of those who are serving Jesus. People are heading toward hell without realizing it. Jesus encouraged her to pray the Chaplet of Mercy for souls. She wants the whole world to know about his mercy. She says even in heaven she will not rest but continue to proclaim his mercy to the world. And she felt the passion of the Lord during Mass on Ash Wednesday. Then Faustina wrote to her spiritual director, probably Father Andras at that time, for permission to offer some small sacrifices during Lent, and Jesus revealed to her interiorly what the answer would be before the letter came back. So offering sacrifices like this, small sacrifices for sinners, is very important, and it is very pleasing to the Lord.